Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. It is a Monday. Got a code word for you. Chance for you to win $1,000.
Your energy flows. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Never mind. I don't like the pressure in the song. Don't ask me questions. I'm listening. I don't
and the, like a drill instructor. Yes, I heard you. Can I just listen to the song?
Scare me.
Pimento cheese sandwich check. Who had their pimento cheese sandwich over the weekend? I did.
I did.
You lie.
I did. I toasted it, though. We went out of town. I had to go to Publix to grab some food for our hotel room, and I got me a little pimento thing.
You got the spread?
It's terrible. Pimento cheese is terrible.
I enjoyed it. Solana texted me that it tastes like ass.
I'm more on the Solana side. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Hmm. I enjoyed it immensely.
How much is the ass cheese sandwich? You say 150, huh?
I had a great time watching the Masters outside. I made myself a pimento cheese sandwich on white bread, and I cut it diagonally. And you know I don't cut sandwiches, but that's the way they do it at the Masters, I was told. We are going to have an expert on today, Gino Toretta.
Yes.
He was there. He was at the Masters Saturday and Sunday. I talked with him this morning, so I'm not going to relay to you what he said to me. I'll wait till he says it on the air. But he had a number of sandwiches there, and he did everything we asked him to do. So we'll talk with Gino Toretta about. We have live reports today. Gino Toretta was at the Masters all weekend. He'll give us a live report. Josh Appel, who we've had on a number of times, he's a national NFL play-by-play announcer for national broadcasts and done several Dolphins games, but he's now also the PA announcer for the Miami Marlins. He's going to be on with us because he spent the weekend in Tampa at WrestleMania. We'll have that. And then and Will Manso will join us today. He watched the Heat game last night. I fell asleep.
That's too late for me, bro.
That was too late for me, bro. After a weekend of, I'm not kidding you, Funky Buddhas, pimento cheese sandwiches, the Masters. I was just by, I don't know, 11:30, I was zonked. What about you, Solana? Did you stay up for the entire Heat game?
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I fell asleep as well at halftime. I fell asleep.
I know. It was difficult. I planned on staying awake. Planned on it. Didn't work out for me.
We all did.
Just didn't work out
everybody,
for me.
We all turned the game on saying, yes, we're in, and then we were out.
All right, let me give the code word here. We're giving away Joe's Dough if you're listening to us on 560. We're giving away Leroy's Loot if you're listening to us on 790. And Crowder and I need to win this because I made so many bets on the Masters this weekend and got literally zero correct. I'll give you my log of bets for the weekend, but I need to win Joe's Dough or Leroy's Loot. That's all I'm saying. So does Crowder.
Let me know when you're about to do that so I can log off because I don't want to see this again.
I get carried away. I sit down. I'm like, this is a great day. The Masters. I'm going to have money on top of money rolling in, and I'm eating my pimento sandwich, and this is going to be a great day. And then just cut to me 11:15. Bankrupt. I have pimento cheese sandwich, you know, rolling out of my cheek. because I didn't swallow it all, and I'm sleeping at the heat, and just I'm trying. The heat game is on. It's just a bad scene.
We don't put numbers out there, but I'll say we were well into the positive on Thursday, and now yes. We're well into the negative.
Yes, yes. It was not a good weekend gambling. anywho, the word this hour is treat, T-R-E-A-T, treat. Text the word treat to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Just text the word treat right now to 72881. You could win $1,000. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word treat to 72881. Yeah, with the Masters, I watched a ton of that, and then I even watched WrestleMania. I found out from Whittingham that I get WrestleMania for free because I get Peacock, the app. So I'm on this text thread with Josh Appel, who's joining us today, and Whittingham, and Appel's at WrestleMania. So I mean, you know, how's it going? How's it looking? Blah blah blah. And then Whittingham's like, oh, I can't believe that move was just made. Something like that. And I knew Whittingham wasn't there. And I said, you bought the pay-per-view? And he's like, you sound like such a boomer. No, I didn't buy the pay-per-view. It's on Peacock. And so I turned it on. I watched it a little bit.
Enjoy it?
In all honesty, no. I thought it was boring. I'm being honest. I don't hate. Like I think it's easy to hate on people that love WrestleMania because it's just easy, right? Oh, what are you, a child? And but man, I mean, I didn't know a thing that I was looking at. I was bored by it mostly, and I was a little bit, you know, amused by. It's like. Okay, I need you to, it's essentially, I need you to stand here in the center of the ring while I get my move together and just don't move. And we'll pretend like you're not, like, it just is so absurd. And I like absurd, but it's so absurd. I don't know. Just what, it's yeah. Not my thing. It's
I just the big names. Like, we had bigger now. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, John Cena. You know, like, we had big names when
big
I was
Big John Studd. Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
There we go. Jake the Snake brought a snake in the ring. Look, hey, give me that.
I just, I didn't know. Did you watch any WrestleMania, Solana?
I did. And there were names, like the new names. I know it's not
right.
The names. Maybe,
I just don't know them.
Right. You don't know them because you haven't been paying attention to WrestleMania or to the WWE. But, no, like all the names were out there. It was WrestleMania. All the names were out there, including my guy, Bad Bunny. Did you guys watch Bad Bunny?
Well, I didn't know that I had the WrestleMania for free but when Bad Bunny was wrestling. But Appel kept texting me how great a wrestler Bad Bunny is. And I'm like, this has to be a joke. And then I'm on Twitter and everyone's talking about how this guy has legit wrestling skills. Not kidding you. Am I right, Solana?
Not only does he have legit wrestling skills, he announced that he's doing a 2022 tour. And there was a Triple H cameo in the announcement. Like, that for reggaeton fans and wrestling fans, you can't think of a better – you can't script up a better way to announce his tour. So he was good, and he's gotten better through the past couple of months of doing WWE. Crowder, he's legit.
I watched on Sunday night because Bad Bunny was like the celebrity star on Saturday night. The part that I was watching on Sunday night was your friend, Crowder. It was Logan Paul.
That's not my friend. I don't like him. I don't enjoy him.
Isn't that your friend? Weren't you hanging out with him?
No, we interviewed him, but we didn't get along during the interview. After the interview, I actually threatened to beat up his security guard.
I thought that was your friend. My bad.
Nope.
He didn't do much. He just kind of sat there. And then he got slammed into the ring by someone. Who was it? Orton? Was that Orton?
Randy Orton.
Kyle Orton.
He got kicked in the stomach and then slammed his face into Orton's shoulder. That made me happy.
We want Orton. We want Orton. Famous Dolphins chant. Anywho, we'll talk about all this stuff. We've got to talk about the Heat and the Marlins and the Panthers as well. I think the Panthers NHL trade deadline is less than an hour away. So here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Since none of us stayed up, I'll let you know that the Heat did win 107-98.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, they beat the Trailblazers. They're going to be back in action tomorrow at 10 p.m. It was a good win last night. No Oladipo, he's seeking a second opinion on that knee. He didn't travel with the team, by the way.
That feels bad, right? That feels not good.
Feels like we bought a lemon, to be honest.
Right? I mean, you kind of knew it was a Pinto. We've heard all the stories about Pintos, and Doug Plagan's father went out and bought one anyway.
Pat Riley went out and bought one, it seems.
Is Pat Riley Doug Plagan's father? We'll find out by 6 o'clock today. I don't know how, but.
Let's have a deep dive.
We're going to do a deep dive. See what happens. Yeah, that doesn't feel good on Vic Oladipo, man. Too many I don't knows are being lobbed around. So
the Heat, they're going to play the Suns tomorrow, game two of this four-game road trip. The last time the Heat played Phoenix at home a couple weeks ago, they got demolished. That's the nice way to put it. So hopefully tomorrow in Phoenix, one of the NBA's hottest teams, the Heat will have better luck. Again, a 10 p.m. tip-off. Yesterday, the Marlins, their game
Kevin
got
Owens,
suspended.
By the way. Bunch of people texting. Kevin Owens, not Orton. Kevin Owens.
I think Orton was in the ring with Bad Bunny at one point. I don't remember right now, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, I was talking about Logan Paul, though.
Yeah.
And when I just looked, I didn't know. I looked up a picture of Bad Bunny. When you wear the shirt in the ring, are you just admitting you don't have the body to be in the ring?
Hey, they were. I'm telling you, I watched some of this stuff. I couldn't believe how many people did not have the body to be in the ring. Okay. I thought they were all cut up like The Rock. No, that is not the case.
The Marlins game yesterday, after 7 minutes of play, was suspended because of rain. It was pouring all day in New York. The players weren't happy that the game began, but the Marlins on a one-game winning streak. They beat the Mets 3-0 on Saturday. Trevor Rogers had a nice outing for the Marlins.
Against DeGrom, by the way. Yeah, they beat DeGrom. How about that? Jazz Chisholm with a home run.
He hit a dong. He hit a monster dong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
They'll be in Atlanta, four-game series beginning today, 7:20 p.m. start time for the Fish.
All righty.
So the Panthers, they've now lost 3 straight, 4-1 loss on Saturday. And that comes after 6 straight wins. Remember, they were the NHL's leading points getter, and now they've lost 3 straight. They're going to play tomorrow in Dallas, 8:30 p.m., puck drop. Chris Drieger, it was announced today by Coach Q, he's going to start tomorrow, and they made some moves over the weekend as well. They traded with Buffalo. They added Brandon Montour, defenseman, on Saturday, and they also brought in Nikita Gusev. They brought in the Goose.
Right. Honked off like a Gusev. I own that.
I'll take the
hoping he has a good game. Honked off like a Gusev. I guess a bad game. And then I hope he has a mistake so I can tweet out I'm honked off like a Gusev.
Again, the Panthers tomorrow versus Dallas, 8:30 p.m. start time. And the trade deadline, just about 50 minutes away. The Panthers still have a ton of cap room. So, wouldn't shock me if they made a move in the next couple minutes. And, guys, Hideki Matsuyama, he won the Masters yesterday.
Yes.
First male golfer from Japan to win a major championship. He finished 10 under on the tournament. One over yesterday, shot a 73, but it didn't matter because of the cushion he had built himself on Saturday. Again, the first male golfer from Japan to win a major championship.
Yeah, it got a little slightly dicey at the end. But yeah, Matsuyama never really looked back. I was hoping for a little bit more at the end, and it looked like Xander might be trying something, and then a triple bogey. I mean, it was just, but it was fun. Fun weekend of golf.
The Sunday, the names weren't there on Sunday.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. One of our bets was that Justin Rose would finish in top 4, and because he had started the weekend in the top 4, and that was a loser. But the bigger names, that guy needs to eat a sandwich. Zalatoris.
Yeah.
Seen that dude?
Yeah, I'm just saying, on Sunday when I have to Google names, that's
when I
got upset.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
but that Zalatoris, like, that dude could not be skinnier. I could not believe. When he would lean over a little bit to drive off the tee, Like, you could almost see through him. I mean, that dude needs to, a protein or something.
Some pimento cheese, probably. That's what got him
thin. Pimento cheese sandwich.
That got him thin. He doesn't need pimento cheese. He needs something else.
Couldn't have been the pimento cheese because it's made with cheese and mayo and white bread. I mean, except Solana, who made his on wheat bread. Solana, yeah. What were you doing?
It was multigrain, actually. Multigrain bread.
Multigrain. I mean, you're embarrassing me.
I did honey wheat. Am I better with honey wheat?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I got kids, man. I try to make them eat healthy.
Oh, my God. I mean, you made a pimento sandwich on honey wheat and you made it on multigrain?
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys are embarrassing.
I'll tell you one thing. When we checked out of the hotel, I left that damn pimento cheese in the refrigerator. I'm fine, thanks.
Should have brought it home. I'd have taken it.
I'll mail you one.
Good, man.
No, yeah, feel free to drive down to Kendall because I have a whole tub of pimento cheese in my fridge, which I can assure you will never be opened again in my house.
Does it look – it looks weird, right? It's got all kinds of things in it. It's like – I don't know what was going on in there.
Yeah, it goes by the horseradish. The pimento cheese goes right next to the horseradish.
I liked it. I enjoyed the sandwich very much.
Pimento horseradish cocktail sauce going the same drawer.
My wife couldn't stomach half of the sandwich. She's like, do you want the other half of this sandwich? I'm gladly. It was tremendous.
You think your environment, because you have the big TV outside, you have the porch, the pool, the basketball
I
court.
I wanted to feel like I was there. Yeah,
you were drinking Funky Buddha. I think your environment is swaying your decision on this sandwich.
It's possible. I mean, I don't know if I would order that, say, at a restaurant, but if I was walking around Augusta National, munching on a pimento cheese sandwich, I'm going to be having the time of my life.
Today's National Grilled Cheese Day.
Get to it later. We're running out of time. Get to it later.
Your weather from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy outside, guys. Been raining all morning in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-60s. Expect rain this afternoon if you're in Miami, Florida. That is your weather.
All right, let's take a break here. Will Manso from Local 10, he's going to join us when we come back here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know what happened to me. I went through menopause. It's not puberty. I went through menopause.
Hawk and Crowder.
I love my executive producer, Alejandro Solana. He explained to me that Will is going to do the interview over Bluetooth, which I hate. But he told me this 10 seconds before we started the segment here. And then I think he was like, you know, relaxing me, allaying my fears that it'll sound terrible by saying, it sounds okay, though, to me, so we can test it out. Test it out? I mean, we're doing the interview. What kind of test is this? We're on the air.
I tested him through the phone, and I think it sounded okay.
I got you. I just thought it was funny where you just said to me, well, it sounds okay to me, we can test it out. Well, what happens if the test doesn't work?
Has Spo ever said before a game, we're going to try a new defense this game?
No. No, it's not before the game. It's literally after a timeout as they're going in. He's like, listen, I know I just wrote something up for you. I don't know if it's going to work or not. We'll test it out. And it's like, well, coach, this is real game. What do you mean we'll test it out? Shouldn't we test it out in practice?
Let's go, fellas.
I don't know. What's the alternative there? Like, Will was having issues with his phone, and I spoke to him for a couple seconds there before bringing him on the air. And
all right, so you gave it a good 2 seconds, and you decided it sounded all right?
It wasn't a couple. You can ask Will, because I know you don't believe me.
You just said a couple seconds. I'm using your way. You literally just said I gave it a couple seconds.
But you know what I mean by that is I spoke to him for 45 seconds to 60 seconds. It sounded good.
That's not what you said. I'm just going by what you said. I'm sure it's fine. Will, are you there?
I am here, and Solana's story doesn't check out.
Oh, come on, Will.
How great would it be? I was hoping Will would go,
yeah, I'm here for the story. Now, how's it all going with you?
I didn't want to derail the show any more than it has been already. But this was the conversation. It was all of 20 seconds. Hey, brother, every time I'm driving and I'm on the the phone with the guys. I have trouble hearing them. Can I do Bluetooth to be safe? Do I sound okay? And he said, yeah, you sound fine. Okay, man, thanks for coming on. And
that was the extent of it, Solana? So my hard, fast rule, no Bluetooth. This guy found the loophole. Hey, can I use Bluetooth? Sure. Put you on hold, Will. Coming up next. So that was the extent of it, Solana.
I don't know if Will just suddenly developed a case of amnesia or not, but I spoke to him for at least 30 to 40 seconds testing out the Bluetooth.
Doesn't sound like it.
It just went down from 45. It just went down from 45, and I said 20. You see, so me in the middle, it was like 25 seconds.
Well, that's Crowder, that sounds about right.
Crowder's, and now he agrees with you. Now it was down to 25 seconds. Crowder called him last week a pathological liar, and Solana did not argue the description at all. He kind of embraced it. So there you go. Perfect example.
He is Scarface. He's always lying. He always tells a lie. You know what I mean? Even when he tells the truth.
Even when I tell the truth.
There's a little bit of a lie there. You know what I mean?
Will Manso. It's not a little bit of a lie. It's a huge lie. It's a lie on several different factors. But I do love the coaching right before you come on the air. We'll try it out.
We'll give it a shot.
All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports anchor at Local 10 in Miami. So the Heat beat the Blazers last night. And then today you tweeted this. Less than 20 games left. What a mess from 4-9 in the East. And then you say, the Heat needs to be in the 4-5 spot when all is said and done. So I guess it's a two-parter. Yeah. Do you think they'll be a 4 or 5 seed or better? And if they're not, what?
I don't think they'll be better. I don't think they're going to catch the three ahead of them. And it really is just Milwaukee. It's not even – I think Brooklyn and Philly at this point, it's just not going to happen. But even Milwaukee isn't going to happen. I mean, the Heat have to be in the 4 or 5. Because we know that in the 4 or 5, to me, they're the best team in that pack. Like the pack that's there from 4-9, Atlanta and Charlotte and these teams, they are the better team, in my opinion, from a roster perspective, an experience perspective, they're the better team. The problem is, guys, that if for some reason they slip up, you know, with the injuries they're having now, and they tend to lose these games they shouldn't, and they get a 6, all of a sudden you're having to deal with Milwaukee right off the bat. I'm not saying they can't beat Milwaukee, but man, that's not the way you want to go into the playoffs. You want to have that one game, that one series where you can kind of set the tone and then prepare for a Milwaukee, a Philly, or Brooklyn. That's why I think 4 or 5 is something they have to get.
And with this team, just, you know, speaking about last game where the first time we played Portland, McCollum and Lillard couldn't be touched, and now we shut them down this weekend. Is this team has to be carried by defense. We're not going to win 130 to 132 games. We have to play gritty, you know, gritty, tight defensive games to win, right?
Yeah, and honestly, Channing, that's why when people say to me, oh, what does it matter? They can't beat a Brooklyn in the playoffs anyways. Look, I'm not convinced they can. I don't know in a 7-game series when you're talking about three stars like that. But I do know that there's only one way to play those stars and beat them, and that's with defense. If you try to outstar stars, it's not going to happen because the Heat, as good as they are, and Jimmy's great, and Bam's ascending, and all, you know, they don't have three superstars like that. They just don't. So it has to be with defense. And you can grind it out, again, against an Atlanta, a Charlotte, in that first round. You can grind it out and win these 91, 89 games, 87, 85 games at times. You're going to have to score against the Brooklyns and Phillies and Milwaukee, but you also have to keep it in the low hundreds. If you get into 115, 120, Heat aren't winning 4 games in a 7-game series against those teams like that.
What do we know about Victor Oladipo? It just doesn't feel good. Am I? It's just like too.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. What do we know? Anything more?
Yeah. I mean, look. Here's what we know. We know it's a significant enough injury that they didn't even think about bringing him on the trip. And if that tells you right there, as vital as these games are, and as much as they want to get him comfortable in the system, that tells you right there, he can't play. If he could play, he could play. So, okay, scratch out. It's significant enough where he has to miss at least a couple of weeks. And then when you look big picture, when you talk about more testing and more analysis and getting more answers, I think that really becomes an issue of how can we get him to play and be effective with this injury? Is that even possible? And I think that's where the Heat lie now. So what do we know? We know it's significant enough that he's going to be out a while. The question is, can they monitor, manage the issue he's having and have him come back and be anything close to the player that he is? Because, guys, remember last year in the finals, as we have to remind everybody, with Bam and Dragic going down, when those guys came back, you know, Dragic tried, couldn't. Bam didn't look like a shell of himself. If you're getting a half of Victor Oladipo in the playoffs or in that run, at that point you might as well just play Kendrick Nunn and ride with him. So I think that's where we stand. There's that uncertainty of if he can be the other.
How's the test going, Solana?
Man, it felt so good until that point right there, too.
You were getting ready to yell at me by the end of that interview. See, it sounded great. There were no problems. And that's exactly what happened. Good thing, though, this is a test. So what should we do when we do the interview for real?
Well, actually, that was a test run. I think this could – can we start over? Will,
are you guys there?
Can we start over?
You guys there? That was a good test. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Here we go for real. Now let's do the interview for real, Will. No, go ahead. You were talking about Kendrick Nunn and everybody.
No, I think, you know, if you just ride with Kendrick if Victor's not himself. And I think that's where they are now. Can Victor be himself? Because let's face it, guys, if Victor Oladipo is not himself – or the player he can be, he doesn't help the Heat. You might as well just go with a healthy Kendrick Nunn, and it's unfortunate, but they need Victor Oladipo to be healthy, and I think they're trying to figure out if that's possible going into the playoffs.
Will, I had a Buick Riviera in high school, and when I sold it, it was the best day of my life because I knew the person was getting a garbage car because I broke down 12 times. Did we buy a lemon? Is there a chance we bought a lemon with Oladipo?
You know, I hate to call him a lemon because he's such a talented player, and I know he can be a damn good player, an all-star level. But I will say this, guys, there is something to be said for his injuries, and it's unfortunate. You know, he is injury-prone given his career, and it's not his fault. The kid works hard. He's a good player. But I think this is why the Heat took the chance on him. It's the ultimate risk-reward where the reward is you get an all-star caliber player as part of your core. The risk is you get an injury-prone guy that you move on from. And I think we're at that step. So I guess to answer your question, Jennings,
is
they knew what they were. They knew what they were getting into, and that's why they got him at a discount, so to speak, as opposed to having to give up, you know, multiple picks and star players to try to get a guy of his caliber when he's healthy.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. Did you watch the Masters this weekend? Are you a golf fan?
You know, I watch golf the same way I watch, like, the NCAA tournament. Like, I follow it on Twitter, and when it's getting exciting, I put it on. So I put it on in the last few holes, and I did, you know, I was at work watching, and it was great to see. It was really cool, but I can't say I watched much of it. I just thought it was a great story about Tsuyama winning, but I only saw a couple of holes.
Are you a golfer yourself?
I think did we talk about that? I'm the worst golfer in the world. I am a horrendous golfer. I only golf at free charity events. Like when someone says, hey, come to this charity event, help out. I say, yeah, I'll give my time. Let's do it. And I golf and I embarrass myself and embarrass those around me, but it's for a good cause.
And Will, what about WrestleMania, though?
I didn't. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved wrestling. I mean, are you kidding me? I was an 80s kid. So I used to go to the West Palm Beach Auditorium and watch, you know, Junkyard Dog and all these British Bulldogs and all the 80s wrestlers. And I had a blast, but I don't follow it. I do know this. I did a story a few years ago with John Cena. I went to Tampa to do a story with him, and he was maybe the nicest person I ever interviewed. So that's all I can say about wrestling. John Cena was just an unbelievably kind man.
And, Will, I got to ask you, man, from personal experience as well, like you said, you just do the charity events. When you're going to hole one and everybody knows you and you're teeing the ball up, and I know you have your, you know, you're going to dress, Will. I don't give a damn what you're going to play like. You're going to dress and look the part. Do you feel insecure when you're about to tee off? Because I think people think too much of celebrities golfing where they think we're going to carry the team and then we're trash. Like, how do you feel at hole one when everybody's staring at you expecting you to hit it 250, 300?
Well, I remind everyone that I cover athletes and I'm not an athlete. So that's step one. Number two is I put on extra cologne to kind of distract, so they just smell me. And they're not really paying attention. So the hole smells beautiful. And then if I miss hit it, I'll be like, I'll touch, grab my back and say, oh, it's been a while since I played, and we laugh it off, and everything smells good. But it is, there is a certain pressure. It's even worse for athletes. Like, everyone thinks an athlete can do everything well in every sport.
Yeah, I think Crowder's mistaking, you know, Crowder, when you walk to the tee, and we've watched you on Sundays with the Dolphins uniform on, we just expect you're going to excel at any sport when it's, you know, Clay or Will or Donovan Campbell, like, then, you know, whatever. They're just talking heads. But you, Crowder, yes, you have immense pressure.
You look the part. I mean, you can withstand playing a violent sport. You can hit a tiny little white ball, right?
Right.
I mean, but that's what people expect.
Oh, yeah, they slap me on the butt. Let's go, big man. Put it out there. I'm like, put it out there? I just stopped drinking 3 hours ago. Put it out there. But, Will, I will confirm that you do smell immaculate every time I'm around you.
Oh, he does smell good.
That's my trick. My trick is to try to people to remember my musk as opposed to anything else that I do wrong. So they at least remember that.
Yeah. No, it's a tremendous musk. All right. I think this went well, even on the Bluetooth and all. I think it went well.
Does that count? That rack it up? That's a good one? It's a good take.
Yeah, should we use this? Should we use this, Solana? Should we use it on air?
Solana, use it. Tell Solana to use it. Tell him that I approved that after our 4 second talk, I think it worked out.
He says 4 second talk, Solana. He says it was a 4 second talk.
Might have been 2 seconds, actually, Will.
You ready, Will? So yeah, I'm good. Okay, man, thanks.
I mean, if I tell you how he came back and explained all the stuff that he went through to make sure that it's going to go swimmingly, because he knows I don't like to talk to people on Bluetooth. And now I find out from you, he didn't do anything different. Hey, Will, yeah, it's Solana. No, all right, ready to go? Okay, bye. Yeah, that was it. So he didn't make you go through any other norm. Like, nothing was out of the norm than a typical call.
Nothing. He didn't ask me anything, not a date of birth, nothing. He just said, hey, here you go, you go. And that was it. It was just like I walk in. It was like you didn't even check into the appointment. I just walked right in.
Wow. I mean, that's like it's one thing when I call you out, Solana, but we know Will Manso. I mean, that guy's word is bond. Like, I mean, what are you going to do with that, Solana?
Go put some more cologne on, Will.
Follow his move. That's a good move right there. All right, Will Manso from Local 10. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys. All right.
There we go, Will Manso. That's so funny, Solana. That is so perfectly you telling us one story without any regard to what the truth actually was. Would you like to tell us the truth now?
No, I mean, it sounded great. Other than quick disconnection, very quick, but was able to get him back on the air
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about specifically telling us one story when you knew it's not what transpired.
Right, but I think really my job is to just make you feel positive going into the interview, which I did, by the way. I told you this is going to work, and it worked, and it sounded great.
So you're like a life coach. You're not a producer. You're a life coach.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. Habitual liar.
But you call it lying. Phrasing, right?
I call it life coach.
Energy. I call it energy. I manifested a good interview by telling you guys this is going to sound good, and it did. It worked out. It sounded good.
All right.
Did you use the word manifest?
I manifested a good energy,
Thank you, Oprah. All right, we appreciate it. See if you can manifest the Get Upside app on your phone if you haven't yet done so. I have been telling everyone about the Get Upside app for weeks now. And if you haven't downloaded and used it yet, you are just saying, I don't want free money. And who says that? This is an app you download from the App Store or Google Play. It doesn't cost anything. It's called Get Upside. I use it. My GetUpside account keeps getting bigger and bigger. If you think that I'm fibbing, that there's got to be some sort of catch, there's not. Millions of people across the country have earned over $100 million cash back. $1 million cash back is being earned every week. The GetUpside app is how it's done. You download it on your phone. Make sure you put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. When you do, and you go to fill up your car with gas, you could earn up to 50 cents per gallon back. Download the GetUpside app right now. Put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. You could earn up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up, and then up to 25 cents cash back per gallon every time you fill up after that. All you have to do is download the GetUpside app. It's super simple. Take you 30 seconds to set up an account. All you have to do is put in your username and a password, and then my promo code, HOCH, H-O-C-H. You do that, you're set. Pull into a gas station, GetUpside app will pop up. If it's one of their affiliated stations, they've got thousands of them across the U.S., you'll earn cash back on that fill-up. It is that simple and easy. I am telling everyone I know about GetUpside because it's free money. Download the GetUpside app. Put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. Do that right now. All right, let's take a break and then come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Baby, baby.
Do both your ears work?
Hock and Crowder.
We are going to get, later in today's show, a report from Gino Toretta, who was at the Masters. He sent me a picture of his, in fact, I'll text it to you guys. Sent me a picture of his pimento cheese sandwich. They at Augusta National, they get served in green cellophane bags. Do you know why?
Saving money?
If it blows away, someone's eating it on the course, it blows away, the green kind of just camouflages itself into the course, so it doesn't look like there's any litter on television.
Hmm. What about that big-ass sign that says pimento cheese on the front?
Well, you hope it's on the other side.
Oh, okay. Just some questions.
Then it lands on the other side. So Gino Toretta will tell us about the Masters, and Josh Appel is going to tell us all about WrestleMania. I mean, these are not our normal topics. Obviously, we just talk with Will there mostly about the Miami Heat, but normally, you know, we're Heat, Dolphins, Panthers, and the trade deadline is just minutes away, and the Marlins, of course. But today, you'll get a little bit of golf, you'll get a little bit of wrestling, and I want to give you a little bit of bowling here. I think a lot of people may have seen this highlight. Anthony Neuer, he made PBA Tour history Sunday. He picked up the 7-10 split, and this is only the fourth player to accomplish this feat during a television broadcast, a PBA Tour television broadcast, the first one to do it on air since 1991. Now, you ever go bowling and you get that 7-10 split?
Yes.
Yeah, and you always feel like you can do it, right? You always feel like you can kick that pin out to the left or to the right, and somehow it just never works, right?
Well, I've told y'all about my hole in one, so
tell
I won't
me
tell
that you,
you
haven't picked up a 7-10 split. I don't. Split. I'm not believing you if you're telling me that you picked up a 7-10 split.
Y'all know there's a small chance I played for the Dolphins at one point. Isn't that amazing too?
You're telling me that you have intercepted Tom Brady, you've hit a hole in one on a golf course, and you've picked up a 7-10 split in bowling.
I'm better at bowling than golf.
I am asking. Get out of here.
I am.
You're a good bowler?
Yes, I'm a 200 dude. I ain't no
You are? Good.
Yeah, I guess I'm a one. I'll give you 170, 200 if you give me. I need a round or two to warm up.
You're telling me you've legitimately picked up a 7-10 split?
Yes. Yes. You know what? Me and my wife were dating, and I think that's why she kind of looked like, damn, he might make some good babies.
Solana, do you believe this?
I do, actually. I believe it. Crowder's strong. Like, he'll launch the bowling ball to the pins. Anything can happen when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Solana, you know what, Solana? And you hit it on the head. Let me be full disclosure. I throw an 8-pound ball. I'm no man that says I'm going to grab the 15 and a row.
Wait a second. No. There's no way you play an 8-pound.
I play an 8. I don't even put my thumb in there because my thumb doesn't fit.
I was just about to say, your fingers wouldn't fit in an 8-pound ball.
The tips of my ring and middle finger fit barely in the little holes, and I spin the hell out of it, and I launch it down the lane. And if anything gets hit, it flips around like crazy, and one spent over there and hit the 7, spent over there and hit the 10.
What you're doing is not bowling. I'm sorry. If you're playing an 8-pound ball, then you're just throwing a ball at pins. Your fingers aren't even in the bowling ball.
I can spin it. I spin the hell out of it.
Here it is on Fox Sports, Rob Stone calling the first 7-10 split picked up on a PBA Tour TV event since 1991. That's what? 2001, 2011. Dude, oh, that's goodness. 30 years ago. First time in 30 years.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. Just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed
oxygen
Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
Ginger Assassin. We have to take a break. The code word is coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Your chance to win $1,000. Gino Toretta is going to join us, but I am going to put the light of interrogation on Crowder because I just don't believe that he picked up the 7-10 split, overarming, overhand throwing a bowling ball at the pins.
University in 84. I remember the alley I was in.
I cannot believe this. Quick break. More Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight. And you're not going to sing for him?
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.